Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Friday, the 16th of February, just the day before Liverpool play Brentford. I'm Steve Hoare to bring you the latest news surrounding the Reds, and unsurprisingly, given that Jurgen Klopp has just completed his pre-match press conference, it's going to be a very Brentford-themed show. Let's start with the big news, then the main news, I think, coming out of the press conference. Jurgen Klopp declared that Mohamed Salah has taken part in full training all week and is available to start at Brentford if the manager selects him. Obviously, Salah's been missing for a month now with a hamstring injury picked up on AFCON duty while away with Egypt. But yeah, he's back. He's ready to go. Interestingly enough, tying into the subject, Jurgen had a bit of a go at people who've been having a go at his medical department. Obviously, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Thiago, Dom Szoboszlai all came back from injuries and then picked up other injuries. Jurgen said he's noticed a little bit of discourse around the around his medical team, maybe rushing back players and all this kind of stuff. Jurgen was quick to say that is not the case. If anything, he said, Liverpool go the other way and are overcautious. He said, you know, if you just ask the players, they declare themselves back fit in a week or two. Liverpool have taken extra caution with both of them. He said, it's just one of these things. It was a little bit unlucky. So with that being said, tying into the Salah stuff, it'll be interesting to see how Liverpool go about getting Mohamed Salah back into first team action. He hasn't played for a long time, like I say, a month or so out. He hasn't played for Liverpool for a long time. So it's going to be interesting to see how Jurgen gets him back in. But he did say he's been in full training all week. And if Liverpool need him to start, he's very much available to start. I think the last game he played for the Reds was actually New Year's Day against Newcastle. Since then, Liverpool have played a lot of fixtures without Salah, and they've done pretty well in them for the most part. They're going to get him back. So we'll find out tomorrow morning if they're going to take any chances on Salah, or is there a chance to start him, or are they going to ease him back in? I don't know. I bet if you ask Mo Salah, he'll want to start. That is for certain. The fact that he's trained all week makes that a viable option now. So yeah, that's good news. Salah will be involved, and we'll find out tomorrow if he's going to start, but it looks like he is available for selection if the manager chooses to do that. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, Jurgen Klopp spoke about Dom Szoboszlai and was saying potentially back for Brentford. That is not the case. Jurgen ruled him out of the Brentford game. He pretty much ruled him out of the Luton game as well, and said about the League Cup final, he said he's not sure if Dom has a chance or not, maybe. So he did say Trent expected to be fit the week after the League Cup final. Obviously, Alexander-Arnold ruled out injured. He said Szoboszlai is a week earlier than that, which maybe puts him in contention for that final, but we'll find out how things go. But yeah, Szoboszlai won't be available at Brentford. It's unlikely he'll feature in the home game against Luton as well, but there's an outside chance or a chance that he is in and around the squad for that game against Chelsea next weekend. He's obviously got the extra couple of days there as well, hasn't he, to get himself maybe fit for that game on Sunday. But fingers crossed it all works out well for him, because yeah, Liverpool could do with him. He was fantastic in the one appearance he made before he got into that. It was actually the start he made against Chelsea as well. So it'll be good if the Reds can get him back. But yeah, Liverpool play obviously Chelsea on the 25th of February. So he's still got, what, 9 or so days to declare himself fit. So there's an outside chance of Szoboszlai. There's no chance for Alexander-Arnold. So yeah, mixed news on that one. Moving on then to some positive news. Diogo Jota has been named as the Premier League's Player of the Month for January. Just a couple of day or so after Conor Bradley was voted as the PFA Fans Player of the Month for January, Diogo Jota has won the official Premier League Player of the Month award. In January, Jota was key. You mentioned before about Liverpool doing well without Salah. One of the main reasons for that in the league was the form of Diogo Jota. In the month of January, he got himself 3 goals and 2 assists as Liverpool maintained their fantastic start to the Premier League season. So yeah, Jota, Player of the Month for January. I'm sure he'll be absolutely delighted not only to get the trophy and the accolades, but I imagine the FIFA card that's going to be made available for him to have himself in his own team is going to be absolutely fantastic as well. So yeah, I'm sure Diogo will be delighted to get that in his team as well. But yeah, fantastic. Just a great acknowledgement for Jota, who sometimes goes a little bit under the radar in terms of like maybe national media, just how good he is. He is absolutely sensational, and he showed it again in January, so credit to him. And speaking of January awards, Jurgen Klopp won the Premier League January Manager of the Month award as well, and again, rightly deserved. In January in the league, Liverpool beat Newcastle 4-2, they beat Bournemouth 4-0, and they beat Chelsea 4-1 as well. Liverpool also had to deal in that with FA Cup ties. Obviously, they beat Arsenal. They had the two-legged semi-final against Fulham as well in the League Cup and the Norwich City game in the FA Cup. Now, obviously, this award is based only on Premier League accolades, and Liverpool were perfect in January in the league, but also the fact that they did it in a month where some teams hardly kicked the ball, the fact that Liverpool had so many games in January, that the fact that Jürgen was still able to keep them on the right track in terms of results. Yeah, I think they played 7 games in January and won 6 of them and drew the only one at Fulham, which they didn't even need to win, given that they'd won the first leg. So good reward there for Jürgen. Obviously February's one might be different. They did lose at Arsenal, so he might not be in the mix of that one, but we'll find out how the Reds get on throughout the rest of the month. But yeah, Jürgen Klopp, Manager of the Month in January. You've got Diogo Jota, Player of the Month in January, and Conor Bradley voted the PFA Fans Player of the Month for January. Just shows how good a start to 2024 Liverpool had, and hopefully they can continue that start to 2024 tomorrow when they do face Brentford. And finally, in today's Bite-sized podcast, moving away from the current Liverpool team to Liverpool teams of the past and indeed legends matches of the future, the Reds have announced that Fernando Torres is going to play for Liverpool legends against Ajax legends in the annual LFC Foundation charity match. Yeah, obviously, Torres played for Liverpool 142 times, scored 81 goals when from his arrival in 2007 before the game. Rather acrimoniously went to Chelsea a little bit later on. It'll be Torres' debut for the LFC Legends. He played at Anfield in an All-Star charity game back in 2015. But yeah, this will be the first time he's played for the Legends. So yeah, Fernando Torres back at Anfield. I was at that 2015 game and I remember he got his song sung by the crowd and it meant a lot to him. He's since spoke about the reasons why he left Chelsea and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it looks like a lot of people may have forgiven him for that. And yeah, I'm sure he'll be wearing that number 9 shirt when the LFC Legends host Ajax in March. So yeah, if you want to get yourself down to Anfield in March, support a great charity, see some fantastic ex-players, both from Liverpool and from Ajax, now including El Nino, Fernando Torres, then yeah, get yourselves some tickets there. We'll be down there as well, and I'm sure it'll be a great occasion, as those Legends games always are. Right then, start wrapping up there. In terms of that Brentford game tomorrow that I mentioned earlier, if you're not lucky enough to be one of the 1,000 or so people with a ticket for the game and you're planning on watching it on your TV, do join us for the Red Men Watch Along on the YouTube channel. If you basically mute your TV, sync up with us, and we'll provide the commentary and the 100% biased commentary and better than all the TV pundits, basically. That is available on the YouTube channel, so do come and check that out. We'll be live about 11:15 a.m. UK time reacting to the team news, and then about 12:15 p.m. UK time again for the watch along. So come and join us for that. There'll be even more post-game content on the YouTube channel here on your podcast streams and of course over on redmenplus.com. So yeah, not only will we have the Brentford post-game analysis on Redmen Plus, but also load more as we get ready for Wembley over on redmenplus.com. I can't give too much away yet, just in case something goes wrong, but as it stands today, Chris and some of the production team are going down to meet a former Liverpool legend who has played in League Cup finals in the past to talk all about that Chelsea game. So sign up to redmenplus.com and you'll get the first access to that exclusive interview when it drops live. Other than that, I hope you all have a fantastic Friday and we'll see you all for the game on Saturday afternoon. See you later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.